Welcome to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Good morning, America. Good afternoon, UK and Europe. Good evening, India and beyond. Welcome to a very windy spring day here in the UK today. The wind is ridiculous out there. My therapy room come office is up a set of external stairs. I'm having to hang on to the handrails today in case I get blown across the neighbourhood. I was going to be on my own in the studio today, but fate intervened and I have the lovely Terry Wilderman with me today. We'll be coming back to her shortly. As always, we're going to start with what is in the media this week about menopause. I've had a birthday this week. It wasn't in the media. I don't know how we missed that, but I've had a lovely time. And for all of you who've had birthdays this week or have got your birthday in April, Aries rocks, you know, we are the leaders. So yeah, embrace it. Good. So what has been in the media? I love this one. It comes from the Yorkshire Evening Post. Leeds Mental Health Trust to stage first ever menopause festival for staff. Not just an event, it's a festival. The festival by Leeds and York Partnership NHS Foundation Trust at Headingley Enterprise and Arts Centre on Saturday, April the 9th, though this Saturday, will bring together 27 special guests, including Yorkshire-based menopause experts and holistic wellbeing practitioners, to provide advice on how to cope better with menopausal symptoms and where to find additional help and support. The varied programme includes talks, Q&A sessions, facilitated reflective spaces, holistic wellbeing stalls, alongside activities including dance, art, poetry and yoga. Expert guests will be there to provide advice on a wide range of topics, including treatments, symptom management, sleep, nutrition, and sex, the trust said. I love that they're having a festival. How much better is that than just some event? Let's have festivals and celebrate women at this stage of life. I came across this article in the Huffington Post, which I thought was going to be really helpful, but honestly, it's just ads, really. But anyway, 8 products that can help ease menopause symptoms. A convenient personal fan. We need personal fans. If you've been looking for a hands-free personal fan, look no further than this sleek option from, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Jisu Life. It's bladeless, rechargeable and USB powered with 3 different speeds to choose from and is available in multiple colours. What struck me about this was the next thing. The headphone-like design makes it more discreet than traditional personal fans, as well as being lightweight and durable. It does look just like a pair of headphones, so I don't know if you get the cool breezes in your ears or where, but it does look a lot kind of more discreet than carrying a big old fan around with you. Another one was a cooling spray. Kindra's Cool Mist instantly soothes, hydrates, and refreshes skin for up to 2 hours. It's formulated with omega-3 rich extracts, hyaluronic, acid, and their InstaCalm 3 complex, a blend of ingredients that help to reduce the intensity of symptoms of hot flushes and night sweats while hydrating and nourishing the skin. Having any kind of spritz spray can just help cool you down. If you spray on your throat, temples, pulse points, just helping to cool you down can be really helpful if you're traveling as well. A daily vaginal lotion. So Terry, we are not scared by the word vagina. A daily vaginal lotion. If you're experiencing vaginal dryness that includes the vulva, then check out Kindra's best-selling vaginal lotion, which boasts an innovative formula that includes ultra-light and extremely hydrating extracts. Ingredients like coconut oil, sunflower seed oil, safflower seed oil, and I'm not having a good day with words today. Humectants with vitamin E and B3 work to nourish, moisturize, repair and heal the moisture barrier. Best of all, it's gentle enough to use daily. Anything that you use as a vaginal lotion, moisturizer or lubricant, check the ingredients. If there's chemicals in it, if it's derived from petroleum, don't use it. Here's the rule of thumb. Don't put anything on your vagina that you wouldn't put in your mouth. It's a good tip. If it's got stuff in it that you don't recognize, keep moving along the shelf and find one that's only got natural ingredients in it. I'm now a member of the British Menopause Society, and they sent out a report from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists this week. The title of the report is Left for Too Long, Understanding the Scale and Impact of Gynecology Waiting Lists. This is actually quite a scary report. Gynecology waiting lists across the United Kingdom have now reached a combined figure of over 570,000 women waiting for appointments, just over a 60% increase on pre-pandemic levels. The number of women waiting over a year for care in England has increased from 66 before the pandemic to nearly 25,000. More than 75% of women reported that their symptoms had worsened whilst on the list. We can imagine that. We're talking across gynecology, so it can be prolapses, it might be all kinds of other gynecological problems, but women experience menopause are on that list as well. As a result of growing waiting lists for outpatient care, many women experiencing extremely challenging menopause symptoms are not being seen and supported by a specialist in a time frame that meets their needs. One member of the Royal College who specialises in menopause explained these women are simply not being managed at all. The impact of challenging symptoms related to the menopause can have a detrimental impact on women's quality of life, well-being, personal relationships and work. This huge gap between seeing your local general practitioner, health provider and the system that you get referred into. And that gap just isn't being filled at the moment, except by people like me talking about it. Another one from Patient Info, how to ease joint pain during menopause. And there's a lot of information in this, so I'm just giving you an edited highlight. Your diet is hugely important in both preventing and managing health issues, and menopause joint pain is no different. Try to eat a healthy, balanced diet that's high in fiber with lots of fruit, vegetables, and whole grain foods. Menopause joint care is one of many possible menopause symptoms. Lifestyle adjustments, including changes to your diet and exercise routine, can soothe aches and pains and help to prevent osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. There are other treatment options, including hormone replacement therapy, over-the-counter medicines, and menopause supplements. The foods that most directly impact joint and bone health include dairy products that contain calcium, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and vitamins D and K, oily and tinned fish, salmon, sardines, mackerel, richly coloured fruits and green leafy vegetables, cherries, blueberries, kale, lots of vitamin C in there, and animal and non-animal protein, chicken, eggs, and beans. So looking after your diet can help with that joint pain. Lots of other advice on that piece. And the final one I picked up this week comes from Best Life Online. If food tastes different in your 40s or 50s, it may be due to your menopause. Experts say some women's sense of taste and smell may become altered as they enter menopause in their mid-40s or early 50s. This is because lowered estrogen levels can affect saliva, which can in turn lessen or change our sense of taste, according to UK-based informational site My Menopause Centre. As estrogen levels decrease, so does the flow from your salivary glands. And since saliva helps break food down into different chemical compounds, having less of it in your mouth can render your taste buds unable to detect certain flavors. According to Everyday Health, some women notice a lingering metallic taste in their mouths while eating as a result of menopause. As the mouth dries out from reduced saliva, bacterial growth can increase in the mouth, sometimes leading to tooth decay or gum disease. As part of this symptom, some women going through menopause may feel pain or a burning sensation on their tongue, lips, gums, or other spots in the mouth, reports the site. So it's really interesting because estrogen is involved in over 200 processes in our bodies. You can get a whole range of things or none at all. I mean, that's the weirdness of it all. That's the jackpot of it. Let me introduce my dear friend and colleague, Terry Wildman. Terry, you are looking fab today. How are you doing?
Thank you, and so are you. And happy birthday, dear Pat. What a brilliant way to celebrate your birthday week. Coming on your show.
And I was going to be all by myself in the studio, and now I've got you to share it with. So was there anything you noticed from those news reports? I mean, we will talk about your experience, but sure. Did you have any of that taste stuff or the joint stuff?
You know, I'm not sure. And the reason is because I had a surgical menopause when I had my hysterectomy at 39. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm like, wow, because I'm so far removed from all that. I had so many food allergies. And at that point, they were allergies. Now they're just sensitivities. Yeah. But they were allergies at that time. And I may have had that stuff and not even realized it because I was associating it with the surgical menopause and the food allergies and all the stuff that was associated with that.
Yeah.
But I found that very interesting as you were reading it, because it's and more is coming out on how our bodies respond to these things.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm curious, is it really only because of menopause, or is it, did the menopause happen, and because of the menopause, other things are happening organically because those hormones are needed to redirect whatever it is the body needs to do?
Absolutely. And I've just had a really interesting conversation about this. You know, the fact that the estrogen levels are reducing and 200 processes in the body use estrogen.
Really? Yeah.
Then it affects things. And men, and I had another interesting conversation a few weeks ago with a company who are developing a new test for menopause, because the current tests aren't terribly reliable. But they're looking at a very different marker, not the reproductive hormones, but how we process sugar, because it changes as over time and changes dramatically as we enter menopause. And the woman I was talking to, the company who are developing this, she was saying that men's aging process is kind of a gentle straight line. It slopes, but they gradually age. Women are doing much better, much better, much better. And then bam, along comes menopause. The estrogen levels drop and suddenly we're experiencing all sorts of things. So men over time are slowly losing their hair, many of them. Might be getting a little bit more weight around the waist, many of them. Perhaps not sleeping so well, maybe feeling less confident. Some men even having hot flushes. But they might hardly notice because it's happening slowly, 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 slowly. For women, it's a bam. It's the 2x4 around the back of the head. So we're all going through it, but, you know, at different rates and with different consequences. So it is both fascinating and it can be unnerving if you're experiencing a lot and you think, nobody told me this would happen. Nobody told me I'd lose my sense of taste, or my hair might get a bit thinner, or my nails might not be as good. And it's really important just to put it out there and say, well, it might happen, it might not. But if it does happen, don't be frightened. It's all okay. We're off to the break now, and when we come back, I'll be telling you more about Terry and the amazing work that she does, and she'll be giving us her top tips as well. We'll see you after the break.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Hi. Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, where my wonderful guest rocking it out with me in the studio today is Terry Wilderman. And it's great. We're talking about empowering women leaders because this is somebody who does. So Terry is an intuitive success navigator, a community creator, founder of Intuitive Leadership U, a speaker, author of 2 solo and 7 co-authored books. She's also certified in various holistic modalities that include NLP, emotion code, and code. Terry guides her clients to harmonize the spiritual, personal, and practical sides of business. Clients magnetically attract their ideal clients, lead productive teams, and increase sales by shifting their mindset and focus and increasing their confidence, competence, and credibility. So a big welcome, Terry, and we're going to be talking about It's Your Time to Thrive.
Yes, it is. There's some, you know, the energies that are swirling around us right now are huge. Mm-hmm. And this is the time when these energies get really big that we have a choice to either allow them to suck us up or we choose to get bigger and thrive.
And you taught me something yesterday because, well, let's go back to, I was going to do the show on my own today and Terry was going to be on next week. And then we realized Terry was traveling next week, so that wouldn't be great. And I said, well, let's just do it today. And you said something that I thought was really interesting when you said that the word crone, which most people kind of, most women, I don't want to be a crone, but tell me the derivation of it.
Well, you know, I got to give you a little background because when I own my leadership center, I owned a leadership center from 2001 to 2009. And one of the women who came to some event that I had was talking about crones. And I'm like, I dislike that word so much. I just don't like that word. And she got really upset with me. And what she didn't understand was I was already through menopause. She did not know that.
Yeah.
But the word crone in our society is old. However, in the indigenous societies, they value their elder women. We are the wise women. We're wise women, girlfriend. We are wise women. And there is a ceremony called, you know, it's a croning ceremony. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I had my surgical menopause at 39. What I didn't know, oh, by the way, was that you may have surgical menopause early. You're going to go through menopause when you are meant to. So I went through it twice. Mm-hmm. And after I went through it the second time, I realized it was time to go through the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And I went through a colleague of mine. We happen to have the exact same birthday. We're 5 years apart, but we're both, we were both June 28th. And it was interesting. She said, we're going to have a croning ceremony. And I knew then that I was meant to do it. Mm-hmm. And a croning ceremony is similar to a confirmation in the Christian church. You are being confirmed. You are being acknowledged. The Holy Spirit comes through you, or whoever it is that you comes through you. And it was phenomenal because in the meditation, the name that I was given, and you take on a name, just like we do in confirmation, the name that I was given was Hawk Mother. And I will never forget the look on the woman's face who was the facilitator of the event. She said, do you have any idea how big that is? I go, yeah, it is. I already look at things from 30,000 feet up, and I look at things at ground level. So when I was given Hawk Mother, I realized that I was truly being crowned.
Yes. And that's it, is crowned. So we are crowned.
Yes.
And it's
we are.
And crone is just a derivation, but we are being crowned in our wisdom. And trust me, there is wisdom in this experience. Tell us a bit more about the background. How did you get to be the wonder you are today?
The wonder I am today. Oh, geez. Well, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a little kid. I used to sell rides in my little red flyer wagon down the hill, you know, for a couple pennies. And then we had two parakeets, and I kept wanting to mate them and sell the parakeets and that, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I was always in business of some kind. And my first real business was when I was 18. Mm-hmm. And it was a multi-level marketing company. And I learned a lot about what I was good at and what I wasn't good at. And that just progressed. And I had different jobs. And my background is actually, my degree is in law enforcement, criminal justice. So I was in law enforcement, but always doing business on the side. Mm-hmm. And after my daughter was born, I went to image consulting school to get certified in that. And that was really the beginning of what I do today, because I loved what I was doing and as a certified image consultant. But then people were saying, with your background, can you put together a customer service program? Can you do a leadership program? Can you do a business etiquette program? On and on and on. And that just evolved. And when we moved here to where we are now in Newport, Rhode Island, that's when my holistic and spirituality really exploded. Mm-hmm. And one course after another kept falling in my lap, one modality after another kept falling, and it was all to heal me because I burned out multiple times. Yeah. And those multiple burnouts sucked the life out of me, and I had two little kids, two little girls, and then we adopted a third. And, you know, when you've got a young family like that, and you're running a business, we as women tend to try and do it all. And I didn't know how to get out of the go, 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 have to mindset.
And where on this journey did you have your hysterectomy? Because, you know, I don't want to ask a leading question like, how was it for you having a hysterectomy? Okay. But explain, you know, what went on for you? How did it affect you?
Well, I had my hysterectomy at the age of 39. And I had severe, 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 severe endometriosis. And I was told I could never have children. Four doctors told me I could never have children, by the way. But from the age of 8, I knew I was going to have two of my own and adopt one. And law of attraction is very powerful because my firstborn arrived 9 months and 2 days after my wedding date. And then my middle daughter, my youngest daughter, she was born in the UK at St. Mary's Hospital down in Portsmouth. And I ended up adopting my third, my son. So what I wanted from the age of 8 actually came true. Yeah. And when I finally had my hysterectomy, it was for me because I went through hell every month. It was freedom. But then a different type of thing started happening. And they put me on HRT patches because I was so young. They put me on HRT patches. And they created their own set of issues. And they did regulate me. But after 10 years of being on those HRT patches, I had to come off them. Mm-hmm. And I never went back to any other kind of hormone replacement therapy. Whether that was good or not, I don't know. But then I started going through menopause again in my mid-50s. And my kids were hysterical because I would just sit there and all of a sudden I'd get very quiet and my eyes would get huge. And one of the two of them would go, oops, mom's having a power surge. And those power surges were hard and fast, let me tell you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean... Yeah, you never know when they're going to come. And they can take you by real surprise, and it's just about being able to deal with them. So yeah. For you, you'd had your two daughters, you'd adopted yeah. your son, so yeah. And you were on the hormone therapy.
Yes.
Your clients now, are they in this kind of wise woman age set, or do you get them at all ages?
I actually have been getting them at all ages. My oldest client is 80. Yeah. And my youngest client right now, I'm looking at who I have right now, is in their 40s. Mm. The commonality between them is that they're entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And they all have different physical challenges. Oh. And when I work with them, and this is the thing with entrepreneurs, a lot of the challenges that they have, I clear out the emotional baggage. And what I find is that the physicality, the effects, the reactions that they have in different things from their physical challenges, whatever they are, they tend to lessen, because using body code and emotion code, we clear out a lot of the emotional baggage that are actually triggers yeah. to what is creating the physical discomfort.
Yeah.
And so they're all up and down the scale, and it's a lot of fun to work with them. Those who are in menopause, we do work on the symptoms, and they have eased quite mm. a bit, especially when, again, it's stress. Stress mm. is huge. Yeah. At triggering these flash, power surges.
Yeah.
I like to call them power surges. It's like, okay, if it's
a personal summers. Stress is a really huge trigger, and we need as women to manage our stress at this stage of life, because it's having other effects on our bodies. So never think of stress as just a mental, emotional thing. It has a lot of yeah. physical consequences.
It does.
And, I think what you're doing is so important, because there are more women over 50 in the workplace globally than there have ever been before. There
That's
are
right.
more women entrepreneurs over 50. In fact, it's the fastest growing demographic of entrepreneurs. And people over 50 tend to be more successful going into entrepreneurship at this age, whether mm-hmm. that's because of their experience, their knowledge, their connections, their finances. There's a lot going on.
There is. And what we've learned, if you look at history, it's during those times of chaos that so many businesses are born.
Oh.
And this is one of them.
Yeah.
And the thing with stress is, and this is what a lot of folks don't realize, is when you get stressed out, your cortisol levels rise.
Yeah.
And when your cortisol levels rise, it influences your blood pressure. It influences your organs. It influences your glands. It influences your fat cells. Now, with menopause, there are other issues with weight also. But cortisol, too much cortisol in the body. And what happens is we reach a level of stress and we think that's normal. And in fact, yeah. it's not.
We're going to stop there, Terry. We're going to go to a break. We're not going to give away everything.
Okay.
We'll be back after the break to talk more about this amazing subject. We'll see you after the break.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Just had to cough then, just before I came on air. Welcome back to the Hot Women Rock Radio Show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause. And we want to talk about that empowerment. So just before we went to the break, we were talking about stress, how stress affects the body. It also affects the production of estrogen and progesterone, not in a good way. So managing your stress is really incredibly important. Is this one of the things that you help your women clients with? Is this a sort of focus for you?
Actually, it's one of the primary things that I do for all entrepreneurs, because I burned out multiple times. And when you burn out multiple times, I mean, I was 29 years old when my doctor looked at me and said, if you don't change the way you are doing things, you're a workaholic, you're not going to make 30.
Yeah.
And then later on, I had other burnouts. And I realized after my last visit to the ER 25 years ago that I needed to take a really good look in the mirror. And that's when I went and got certified with the HeartMath Institute in 2001. It was the weekend after 9/11. And I was like, I'm getting certified in stress management with the HeartMath Institute at that time. And it was a blessing, an absolute blessing, because what I learned is so powerful. And it was the beginning of helping me heal my body. I also became a Reiki master and on and on and on, all this other good stuff. And integrating it all together helped me heal. Now, the biggest thing with stress is, as I was saying before the break, when your cortisol levels go up, it's really doing a ton of damage to your body. And we hit a level that we think is normal, and it's not. So your body is operating in constant fight or flight.
Yeah.
Now, when we shift and breathe deeply, and we shift into this part of our bodies, we shift into the heart organ and breathe in here, we're actually engaging two brains. The brain in the head and the brain in the heart. And what that begins to do is it elevates the DHEA. Do not ask me what that word is. It's about yay big. And the DHEA hormone, which begins the to help the body to heal. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely huge. And this very simple technique of shifting my focus to the chest area, putting my hand on my chest, using my hand as an air magnet, breathing into the heart. And the heart organ, by the way, the energy field of the heart can be measured 6 to 10 feet away from the body in a 360 degree circumference. And the energy field of the brain is only 2 inches. So when we shift into our bodies, it helps us, whether it's in we're having a power surge. Okay, it's important to breathe, because chances are, and it would not surprise me, chances are that a lot of the power surges are, they're triggered by stress. It's helping you relax. It's helping you heal. It's helping to reduce the cortisol levels and increase the DHEA levels. And I call that quick shifting.
And what other sort of things, I'm going to dig deep now on stress management. So what other sort of techniques or helping ideas are you giving to your clients around managing their stress?
Well, that's the one I'm talking about with the breathing. The number one thing is breathing. The breathing, and breathing deeply, but it's about shifting your out of your head and into your body. One of the things, let's look at the example of an iceberg. Mm-hmm. You only see the top of the iceberg, right?
Yeah.
You don't see what's below it. The top of the iceberg is the head. Look at all the space that's below the neck, which is the body. When we breathe deeply, we are actually healing and helping to get oxygen into our glands, our organs, our blood. We're helping to help our bodies. And it, again, it decreases the cortisol levels. So that deep breathing and shifting into our bodies helps us with that, with the physiology part, with the hormonal part, reducing the cortisol levels and increasing the DHEA. So that's one of the big things, that's the biggest thing. And I have my clients quick shift at minimum when they wake up in the morning, go to bed at night, and every hour on the hour. And that little easy technique, and it's so simple you think it's not working, it creates miracles.
Yeah. And do you find that your women clients are not very engaged with their self-care?
Oi.
I know the answer, but you tell me.
I'll tell you what I find that a lot of my clients do. And that is, we, without realizing it, we tend to get into the drama of what's going on and shift into a victimhood, which is programming from when we were kids. And that drama and victimhood, just our thoughts are incredibly powerful. Thoughts are energy. Thoughts are energy. There's no two ways about it. And what we think about comes about. What we feel comes about. So law of attraction is huge here. And I'm a big law of attraction junkie. I got certified in it. I write about it in all my books. Because how you feel is key to what you are bringing into your world. And I found for myself that most of my power surges came when I was in a negative frame of mind, which I thought was very interesting. And even my girls would say, they would, because I taught them all about law of attraction. I mean, they live with me and they hear it. And I got held accountable. I got held accountable to my language. I got held accountable to my perspectives. I got, so they were my mirrors. And positivity is huge because positivity helps to heal the body, but it's got to be positivity that is in integrity and authentic, which is how you feel. Just to say, oh, I'm positive, that doesn't work.
It's that's like saying, I'm fine.
No, it's feeling, it's the feeling. It's getting that deep down and dirty. And it's about understanding that when you shift into that beautiful, positive place where you're feeling it, it makes all the difference in the world. And I've had clients who say, Terry, I can't go there. And that's when we get into the body code and emotion code and the visualization, all that other good stuff, to help them clear the baggage, the emotional baggage that is getting them to where they are in that moment.
Yeah. And when they clear that, are they then ready to take more care of themselves?
Without question. Because they see the world differently. You know, look at what the flight attendants say to us. Even on an airplane, the flight attendant says, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. There's a reason for that. And I will never forget this young mom who was in one of my workshops. I happened to say that line. And she looked at me. She said, I would never put myself before my child. And it was a riot to look at everybody else in the room, look at her and say, then you're killing your child. And she was an absolute shock. She got, I didn't say that, they said it. They were so, she was so upset. And I had to just bring the room down and calm everybody down and say, look, what would happen if you croaked? How good is that for your child? Well, it's not. What if you were to take 60 seconds to just put the mask on your, or 30 seconds to put the mask on yourself first so that that child has you? And it took her a while to process that. And that's what we, you know, remembering that when we put the oxygen mask on ourselves first, not only are we healing ourselves, we are actually influencing how our clients see us, how our family see us, yeah, how our friends see us. And as influential leaders, we as women, wise women wearing our crowns.
I wish I had a paper crown now.
Hey, we got to get some crackers. We can, yeah, put next time. Next time, we'll put our crowns on. We'll bring crackers on camera. We'll put our crowns on. That's one. That is one. Let me tell you, that's one celebration that we brought back from the, to the States when we lived in England for 2 years. We loved it.
You like Christmas crackers and putting your crowns on.
Yeah, wearing the Christmas crackers, putting them on.
So this is really important, this whole bit about self-care, because as women we tend to think of, oh, it's a bit selfish to be taking care of ourselves. It's not selfish.
No.
Unless you're taking care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And if you don't take care of yourself, somebody is going to end up taking care of you.
Exactly. So the cycle continues.
The best thing you can do for other people is to take care of yourself. I say this a lot when I'm doing workshops, when I'm doing talks. You know, I do a lot of talks about menopause to women's institutes and to businesses and organizations and events. So it's so important, particularly at this stage of life, when your body is changing a lot, when your hormones, yes, are changing, you've got to take care of yourself, because if you
really do.
Your foundations for the next 30, 40, 50 years are built on shifting sands. You've got to have firm foundations because you've done that self-care. Over to you, Tim.
Gosh, yes. Well, one thing to think about is at what stage the woman is at, yes, also. Because as you know, I've been a caregiver. And for 10 years, I would fly from here down to Miami to take care of parents. So a lot of us are in that sandwich. We're the sandwich generation where we have kids on one side and parents on the other side. And there's a lot to talk about and unpack in that space, because when we are caregivers, it can sometimes get difficult,
yes,
to take care of ourselves first. So it's about putting that sticky on our forehead or putting it on the mirror when we look at ourselves in the mirror to remember to breathe and to stay in our bodies, because caregiving can be incredibly challenging. And there are a lot of dynamics that get involved in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where you get to at midlife, why it becomes so complicated, because your body's going through all of this, and you might have children and they might be leaving home, and you might be dealing with older, more vulnerable parents, and you might be dealing with your own relationships, and perhaps your job has just got to its peak, and it's all going on at the same time. So that's another reason why we need to take care of ourselves. Terry just mentioned Miami. When we come back, we'll tell you our slightly humorous Miami story. We'll see you after the break.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
All pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Back to the Hot Women Rock radio show, Empowering Women Leaders at Menopause, where we're having a blast today. If you're not watching us on Facebook, we are dancing our little butts off here and raising our energy levels and getting it all going. So I met Terry through the Evolutionary Business Council, and I was going to the retreat in Florida. And Terry, being a generous soul, said, what airport are you flying into? And I said, Miami. And she said, I will come pick you up. You want to take over, Terry?
Well, yeah. So actually you said Miami, but when I asked you which airport it was for, somehow Fort Lauderdale came in there. So I drive to Fort Lauderdale Airport, and I was staying in Coral Gables where my parents have their home. And the Miami airport is 5 minutes from their house, or 10 minutes from their house. The Fort Lauderdale airport is about 45 minutes, and the retreat is about 45 minutes west of that. So I'm sitting there, I'm going around the airport, and Pat's like, Pat lands, and, you know, texting back and forth, and I'm so excited to meet Pat, because I knew Pat just from, we just had interactions on Facebook and a couple of conversations. I got to meet my friend in person. I was so excited. And she tells me that she's on the curb, and she was explaining to me what she was wearing, and I'm driving around, and there, and I'm at the, I forget what airline it was. And I remember sitting there, and then I kept going around and around. There was no Pat, and she's getting frustrated, and I'm getting frustrated. I'm like, I'm not seeing you. And all of a sudden it hit me. I said, Pat, you said Fort Lauderdale Airport. Which airport are you actually at? And she said, Miami. And I went, oh, you're at the other airport. So I turned around and drove. I think I made it in record time.
I think you did. I was still standing there. We were all.
I did it in 30 minutes and got to the airport and picked her up, and we were laughing. I was laughing. Stuff happens, and it taught me a lesson, because anybody who's coming in from overseas, if I'm picking them up at the airport down in Florida, which airport? Miami Airport, Lauderdale,
And if you're ever flying into a London airport, always be specific, because London airports aren't actually in London.
No, they are not.
Satellites around London, and it makes huge difference which airport you're flying into.
Yes, it does. So, we've flown out, I think I flew out of every one of those airports, and you're right, they're all over the place.
They are all over the place, and none of them are actually London. So what's the one thing then that women can be doing to improve their lives?
It's funny, because when you asked me that question yesterday, I had a different answer. And right now, what came to me was to love themselves.
Yes, that is a different answer, but yes, it is absolutely right.
It's about loving yourselves, because loving ourselves elevates our positive hormones, our good hormones in our body, to such a high level. It's important. And when we love ourselves, when we breathe deeply into the heart and connect the brain and the head and the brain and the heart, as I talked about earlier, this is congruence. Mm-hmm. This is congruence. And it allows us to see what is happening around us in a very different perspective. So when we love ourselves enough to be able to do that, we give ourselves the joy of seeing things from a different perspective, of seeing what's right with the world instead of what's wrong with the world. Because out of, and you know this, Pat, out of, we've talked about it so many times, every single bad thing that happens, for every single bad thing that happens, there's a flip side to that coin, and something good will come out of it. It may not be immediate, but eventually something good will come out of it. And I've seen, especially at this time of year, by the way, this is the Easter season. This is the season of spring. And I found that this season tends to be the most powerful of the year, and miracles and magic happens at this time of year. And I know for myself, one of the major surgeries that I had was on Easter Sunday. And it was a sudden ER visit thing that happened. And I remember thinking how that changed my life. And it was when that happened, I realized afterwards, and that had to be, that was 24 years ago. I have since noticed every Easter season, so many miracles, so many things. I mean, look at the daffodils, they're trumpets. Look at the lilies, they're trumpets. They are
the bluebells.
The bluebells. The flowers of this season are trumpeting opportunity and trumpeting the spring. This is where we plant our seeds, because then during the summer we're nurturing and cultivating, and then in the in the fall we're harvesting all that good stuff. So the spring is huge, and this is what we do. I have a free happy hour with Terry event that I do twice a month, and we go through this program. I call it my Four Seasons program, with different questions, and people see where they're seeding, where they're quiet, where they're seeding, where they're nurturing, and where they're harvesting, whether it's a project, whether it's a relationship, whatever it is. And it's incredibly powerful to recognize that this is the time of seeding.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously it's my birthday month and I love this time of year. It's my very favorite, when everything's coming into bud and the colors are so fresh and new. And this is the season of miracles, because death is turning back into life. We're seeing everything coming back to life again. But we shouldn't forget that when we get to menopause and we're in harvest season, that is a brilliant season too, because we're harvesting all of the effort that we've put in the rest of the year. So we've sown our seeds and we get to harvest. And how beautiful is that? So, yeah, loving yourself. I had that conversation with a client this morning, and we were talking about something else completely, and I said the first thing that makes everything possible is loving yourself. You start from there, everything else becomes possible.
Yeah, you really do. And it's about also catching yourself when you are doing negative self-talk. Okay, when we, and let's face it, we all do it at one time or another, and when we catch it, our negative self-talk, it's like, oh, okay, what's the opposite of that? Let me get into the opposite energy. And we do, and that's where you can use the quick shift. I just did some negative self-talk. I'm quick shifting and going into the positive. What is the opposite of that emotion? And, you know, we either beat ourselves up because we're too heavy, or we're too thin, or we're not enough, or we're an overwhelmed, low self-esteem, all these things that we do to ourselves.
Just crazy stuff that we're making up in our heads. It's just, I'm going to use the word, it's just shit we're making up in our heads.
It is. And but it's shit that we have taken on from when we're growing up. This baggage that lives in our bodies, that it's critical for us to release so we can be the amazing crowned wisdom women that we're meant to be.
Terry, we're running out of time. Have you got something for our listeners, and where can they find you?
I do. If you go to quickshiftzone.com/podcast, you will be able to download the Quick Shift Zone booklet. Now, I want to make sure that that's right. quickshiftzone.com/podcast. Now,
I need hot rocks.
Hot rocks? Okay, yeah. Hot rocks. So that link may not be live at this very moment. It will be live by the end of today.
Lovely. Thank you so much. It's been such a joy. I'm so glad we did this. You've been a brilliant guest. I've loved every moment of it. So all of our listeners, do check Terry Wilderman out. I will put her links underneath the recording. And stay tuned for the next show on talkradio.nyc, which is Dismantle Racism with Reverend Dr. TLC, where this week she's talking about autism and intersectionality of race with Teresa Noy, who I absolutely love. Stay tuned so you can hear both of these amazing women. And if you've missed any of our previous shows, last week we were talking about yoga. Next week I'm going to be all on my own in the studio, maybe, unless fate has other ideas. You can always go to talkradio.nyc/hotwomenrock to find all the previous recordings. If you need help with your menopause, my book, Hot Women Cool Solutions, helps you with all of your menopause symptoms. And if you want to contact me because you want to work with me or you want to know more about menopause in the workplace, it's pat@patduckworth.com. Really easy, pat@patduckworth.com. Thank you very much to my producer today for doing another brilliant job. Thank you to all the listeners. You can always catch the recordings at talkradio.nyc. Thank you to my guest, Terry. And have a wonderful week, and we'll see you all again next week. Take care now.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Informed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Podcast Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.